She's back. Welcome back to She Gets a Pod. My name is Shan. I am the creator. I am the host. I will be answering the questions the men have this season. A lot of people may not like me this season, and that's okay. A lot of men will be like, all right, we have answers to the shit that women don't want to answer. Yep. And all of this is personal opinion. I expect people to disagree with me. I expect people to not understand where I'm coming from with this. And I expect women to be in denial of what I'm answering. That's okay. That's expected already. All right. But I think in order to bridge the understanding between men and women, between the delusion, the audacity, and making sure people stay in their lane, I'm going to answer some things the men have questions about. And you are free to give your opinion under post. You are free to give your opinion through email. You are free to give your opinion through DM. And you are free to give your opinion personally. Okay, I am not offended. Okay, your thoughts are always welcome. But they're not going to change anything. All right, with that being said, I hope you guys enjoy this episode. And each week I'll be on here answering questions the men have, all right? And these are questions from different men, not a man. So you don't have to feel so defensive, because it's not one man that has questions. It's many men. Many men. Okay? Let's go. She's back. Welcome back to She Gets a Pod. My name is Shan. This is episode 7. The question is, what do women have to offer other than looks? Do you want to fight? Do you want to throw these hands? Because that's what that makes me feel, okay? And I don't know what man exactly gave me this question, because it was like 3 months ago that I prompted that I need questions from men. But first of all, this question forces the violence to occur in my brain. But because I have self-control, I'm gonna act like I got some sense for now. I truly believe a lot of men never been with a woman who really likes them. I truly believe a lot of men never been with a woman who really loves them. Because too many men feel like they can't have women friends unless they can fuck them. And that gives off a lot of dusty dick energy, okay? Double D-E, okay? And it is very possible to be friends with a woman and not fuck her, right? And she don't want you, not in that way. But she want the best for you. She want to put you in the right direction, in the right lane. She want to see you with the right woman, so your ass don't get played and you ain't got to be the joke in the crew, okay? And most men don't have the mind control over their sexual needs to keep good relationships that are not sexual with single women or women who are in their own relationships. So they disguise that feeling that they get around women as just being a man. Negro, please. It's not having dick control. Right? Ain't nothing sexier than a man that could, but don't want to and don't have to. Ain't nothing more appealing than a married man opening a door for a single woman and his wife ain't around, but he wearing his ring and he don't ask her for her number. It ain't nothing more appealing than a man that's helping a woman take her stroller down the steps or take it up somewhere and he don't prompt to hit on her. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing more appealing than a man being able to be married and respect his fucking marriage and not try to hit on you or do something inappropriate. That's very appealing, okay? I be wanting to call their wives and be like, oh, you got a good one, sis. And I'm not being sarcastic. Right? But it's a lot of dusty dick energy men out here who, stop acting like y'all ain't never seen nipples before. Stop acting like y'all ain't never seen a woman breastfeed somebody before. Stop acting like your mom didn't stop breastfeeding your ass until you was 3. Relax. Like, when men act like that, I'm just...
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Like, what is it? Are you not getting enough pussy at home? Does your wife not like you? Does your girlfriend not please you? What is it where you're just so hypersexual all the time? Men who are not really, like, eager to fuck on women or pressed to fuck on women, get more pussy. Men that are not always trying to say something slick to a woman or always hitting a woman's DMs first or always all over her page, get more pussy. Stop acting like that. Anyway. But there are women that offer a lot more than their looks. When women who value men that they like, that they care about, women who value men and treat them well will do a few things. And I'm going to go through this list. A lot of these I do when I like a man, when I want a man, when I'm with my man, when I appreciate my man, when I had a man. Because as of right now, the girl is single. Okay, the girl is single. Okay, and I'm not doing this shit for everybody. I do this for my man. Okay, but anyway, I'm gonna go through this list. When a woman treats a man that she likes well, these things happen. We support them. We give them unasked BJs, feels, and flashes. They get pictures on Pivot, random videos on Pivot, random. Okay. They get pictures and videos that are just for them, that are not on social media. We send money for whatever. Okay, they ask for X, Y, and Z, or they might not ask at all. We send more. Okay, depending on your man, he might not ask you for shit, but you just still send some shit or you leave some shit. Okay, we pack lunch. We send money for lunch. We book trips without asking you a hella questions, just making sure it got everything you like at the spot, so you're comfortable. We shop for you unasked. We plan celebrations behind your back for you. We chill with you. We crack jokes on each other. We might raise each other's kids. We make you feel loved. We love you. We pray for you. We listen. We check in on your mama, okay? Even if she get on our nerves. We send gifts. We help when you sick. We buy y'all boxers because y'all never want to buy new boxers and socks. We make sure your house is a home. We make sure we bought extra tissue because, you know, you go to forget. We make sure you got extra water. We make sure your favorite snacks is in the house. When we like you, when we care about you. And we don't give pussy as a gift on the holidays. Women, y'all have to stop that. Y'all have to stop that. That man don't want that for his gift. All right? We are usually great observers for phony boys or business partners that you may have, okay? We peep shit before you and a lot of people that you may have had around for a few years. Men do that too for their women, okay? Men can call out a woman friend that ain't really your friend or she don't really fuck with you. Men can also call out men friends who probably want to fuck you and mad that you got a nigga. Dealt with that before. If we love you, we don't let you feel like a fool for caring or being vulnerable with us. Okay? But hey, if it's your boys you want to have all the time, be at their house all the time, have at it, okay? That relationship might be more than you thought. Again, this is Shan, and I am no man, Okay. I don't know how men think, and I'm not trying to, but I'm a woman and I refuse to be in a relationship with a man I don't like, love, or want. Too many women will do it and lie for the right price, and y'all be cool with it up until she fuck you. And not in the way you like. I will be back with another one, with another question, okay? And I'm just here answering questions. I might be talking about your bitch. I might not be, okay? I might be talking about the girl you like. I might not be, okay? I might be talking about the one you married. I might not be. But you know who you with. Who you with? Shout out to Bernie Mac. I miss him so much. Thank you for listening to She Gets It Pod. And I'm out. Ha ha!